Hi, this is Lorenzo Ferdinand from Singapore, coast to coast and across the globe. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day podcast.
Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to this Q&A edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast, where I answer your burning questions and get you on your way to the Network Marketing Hall of Fame. Well, this is episode QA002. Hey, did you know that Social Media Mastery Backstage Pass coaching is now open? Visit socialmediabackstagepass.com for details. Well, today's question is, I really want to be successful in my business, but how do I find the time? I'm so busy. Well, here's my answer. Boy, I have to say, I love this question and I hear it a lot. And I used to say it a lot too. Here's the thing. Everyone is busy. Seriously, you're not unique there. I'm sorry to say that. I don't mean to burst your bubble, but you're not unique. All of us are busy. None of us have time for anything else. You ask any single person anywhere today doing anything and they'll tell you that. Here's the thing. You're never going to find the time. You must make the time, period. We all have the same 24 hours in the day, and we all choose what our priorities are. We do that even if we aren't thinking about it. Just look where you spend your time. That's where your priorities are. And if you don't like the way that looks, then it's up to you to change it. But I'm going to give you some ways to really make your time count and to get things done. First, decide on your commitment. I mean, really decide. Stop fooling yourself. Stop messing around. Decide, commit, prioritize, focus, and take action. It really starts with your calendar. Calendar everything. Work, play, church, housework, business time, any extracurricular activities, everything that you do that you can account for time for, you need to get on your calendar. I always like to say, if it's not on the calendar, it's not going to get done. Then sit down with your family and share your why and what you're working to accomplish. Talked a little bit about this in yesterday's question show, actually, because the question was, I don't have a supportive spouse. And I kind of went through a scenario of sitting down with your family and really sharing what your why is. But in this case, if it's trying to find the time, you want to do the same thing. Sit down with your family, share your why, share what you're working to accomplish. Avoid any hype and money claims or anything like that. Ask them, you know, what they would like to do when you reach a certain success level. Get them involved in your dream and your vision, and then ask them to help support you by taking on certain tasks. It could be helping you with dinner, doing housework, taking on more chores, maybe an older child picking up younger kids if he or she is driving. You'll know based on your own situation where you can relieve some of your time to give you time to get things done in your business. If you have small kids, use language that's appropriate for their age range. Ask for their help and support. People love that. Even little kids, they love to be asked to help. Set up a business plan and schedule it on the calendar as best you can and stick to it. Then you can always show it as a reference point to the family, and they know when your work times are and when you're available. And create a family calendar to put this on. And again, with small kids, involve your children in your business wherever possible. Whether it's licking and sticking stamps and envelopes, if you do mailers, putting up flyers, passing out business cards to parents of playmates, whatever else that you can come up with when you look at your particular business, look at what you can do to get your kids involved. You know, sometimes my kids would absolutely beg to help because we would go do some things, do some activities, and then when it was done, we'd go have ice cream. So some days when they were little, they'd say, hey, can we go do this and then can we go get ice cream? Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Get them involved in age-appropriate tasks. I have an entire podcast show dedicated to working the business as a busy mom or dad. You can just go to jackiealmer.com/011. Now, I want to remind you of this. Balance is a myth. You're going to be in balance in some areas of your life and out of balance in others, and this is an ongoing thing. You might as well just face it and deal with it right now. You want to set reasonable goals for yourself and don't compare yourself to others. This is such dangerous territory. It really is. No two people have the same life situation. Be the best that you can be and commit to those income-producing activities first and foremost, and avoid email except for specific times during the day. Now, if you're working an outside job, I know it can be especially challenging, but this is where it's going to be so important for you to really engage your calendar and take action on the things that you can control, the things that you can give up. What you don't want to do is fall victim to that all or nothing mentality of thinking that you have to have big blocks of, 1 to 2 hours or more at a time to work your business. Schedule chunks of time, 15 minutes in the morning, noon lunch hour, in the car even to make phone calls, or, go eat your lunch, bring your lunch, eat your lunch somewhere, and then go sit in your car if you have to. I've worked with lots of team members who've done this. They're the ones who are, full out committed to seeing the job through. Okay, so find those times. Maybe if you're working, that's going to mean that you stop at the Starbucks and sit in the parking lot for 30 minutes to do return phone calls. On the weekend, maybe you block out an hour or two to work on blog posts if you're using social media and you're, working on those methods to attract a hungry audience to you. Whatever it is, you've got to look at your calendar and you've got to prioritize it. You can get really organized with meal planning. And again, back to the, family help, engage your family for help with this. Then this is the hard thing for a lot of people. Look at those extracurricular activities and those areas where you're spending time now and decide what you're willing to give up for the short term to have it all for the long term. Also, use technology. Today with the internet and all the tools that are out there, keeping in touch, delivering timely information to your prospects, training your team, and even putting yourself out there for people who are ready and looking for a business now can find you through the search engines, find you through Facebook and social media, through YouTube, different things like that. Don't let technology scare you. I had moderate success in network marketing doing it what we call now the old school way. I don't really like to refer to it as that, but you know what I mean, I think, when I say that. I created a full-time income, but I didn't have that gangster income, that gangster money. And today, using the internet, I'm very happily a mom working from home. I'm an empty nester now, but, I work a lot less time than I used to when I was running around to meetings and that kind of thing. I'm able to work fewer hours than the typical networker because I let technology be my sales force and be bringing leads and prospects to me. It's my PR person. Use your smartphone apps to post to social media sites during what I call those blank, boring times. If you're in the school pickup line, you're in line at the grocery store, waiting at a doctor's office, at gymnastics practice, or wherever you find yourself with what I call stuck time and nothing productive really to do with it. At the same time, social media and technology can be a time sucker if you let it be. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, email. Just remember, email is someone else's agenda for your time. You control those time periods that you work your email box. In fact, you control all your time. Do all the income-producing activities as soon as you can, earliest in the day, and get those out of the way. Then you always know that you have the important stuff covered. Remember, we all have priorities, and they're always evident by where we spend or give away our time. You control your calendar and your destiny. You really do. When the why is strong enough, the rest shows up. Good luck. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at jackiealmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check.